Welcome back, listeners. Thank you for returning to Relationship X Religion Podcast. It has been a while since we said that. And it's been a while since we actually released some material, and we're truly sorry for that. It's been hard, honestly. This whole pandemic has just had everybody at a standstill, especially us with this new podcast. This podcast is just something new to us, and it's hard to try and figure out how to actually be together, but you have the social distance at the same time. So bear with us. But during this time, like, we had to realize that there's always a blessing and a lesson through every situation. So we had a little bit of time to actually take in feedback from our friends, our family, those who actually listen to it. And we had to realize that we needed to change up some things. This time around, we wanted to let you guys know who we are and why we are the way we are, if that makes sense to you. But this honestly will help you better understand our point of views on things, or why we say the things that we do say. We want you to become more than a listener. We want you to become family. We want you to be able to agree sometimes. We want you to be able to agree to disagree sometimes. But at the end of the day, we're still family. We want you to have the relationship with us, and we want to have a relationship with you. Now we do have some announcements this season. I want to say season 2 so bad, but we're not in that yet. We're still here in season 1, but we got some good material coming you guys way. But without further delay, I'm Marquise.
I'm Ari, and introducing our new podcast host.
Hey everybody, I'm Kim. How y'all doing?
And this is Relationship X Religion Podcast. So, thank you, Kim. We are so excited to have you on. Before I go on with that, we do have to say that Stacey is no longer a part of the podcast, but we do thank her for her time that she was with us, and also we wish her the best going forward with her new endeavors. But Kim, we definitely are excited to have you on the podcast. We definitely look forward to discussing these different topics with you. Kim, how do you feel about being on a podcast?
And I'm excited. First and foremost, thank you for even thinking of me to be included in this. But man, I'm excited about the topics that we're going to get into and some of the conversations that are going to come from that. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
We are too.
So, those of you who don't know, Relationship X Religion, we definitely want to give you guys some background before we go any farther. As far as Relationship X Religion goes, our mission is to definitely discuss the matters of the heart as it relates to your relationship with God versus your relationship with religion. Not to take away from either part of it, but we definitely have to get into that conversation to get deeper into our understanding of it. And so with that, we envision that we are able to draw individuals from all different backgrounds into understanding what it is to have a relationship with God, as well as get past the exterior of what it is to be a part of Christianity as a religion. So you may ask, why Relationship X Religion? Well, as you may or may not know, the foundation of any relationship or religion is a common belief. So it means that for us as Christians, we believe in God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. And as a religion, we are Christians. So as Christians, we are supposed to believe that we have a personal relationship with God, but sometimes people don't know that part, or they get that part with confused with having a relationship with religion. So we want to talk about those things and break that down farther and get rid of some of the false understandings that have come up as being a part of religion, and get farther into understanding what it means to have a relationship. So as I was kind of getting some background for Relationship X Religion as a whole entire organization, I had read some articles. One of the articles I read was from NPR, and it was talking about how young millennials have actually started to leave the church as of 2007. And it wasn't that they didn't believe in God. It's more so that they had changed their relationship as far as being religious. So with that being said, it's something that we definitely need to discuss.
And nowadays, it's like millennials are starting to return back to religion for some type of foundational belief. But do they really understand the difference between relationship with God and relationship with religion?
So there's a song by Maverick City Worship, and in the song, well, the song is called Real Thing. And there's a quote that says, "I'm losing my religion to be loved like a child." So one of our main objectives for this podcast is so that you can stop confusing religion with relationship.
Yeah, we don't want you guys to get it twisted. If you had to define what it means for religion, like, it means that you have a belief and you worship a superhuman controlling power, or that you are in pursuit or interest of someone that ascribes to a supreme importance in your life. As far as relationship goes, that is more so on the side of two or more people being connected, or other terms, two or more people who have a regard or behave a certain ways towards each other. So if you had to look at that from the point of view of a relationship with God, there's an opportunity for us to be connected with God, and God does hold us in a certain regard. So one of our foundational Bible verses is coming from 2 Corinthians 6:18, and it says that, "I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me, says the Lord Almighty." So God wants to be a part of our lives, and he desires to have a relationship with us. So when it comes to religious practices, we have to understand the part of it as well as having a relationship with God. So we definitely don't want that part to get twisted. Don't get us twisted. We're not saying walk away from Christianity at all. We definitely don't say that it's not necessary, because it is necessary.
Right.
But we want you to understand both sides of it from the point of view of relationship with God and relationship with religion.
Yeah, so when we think about God, a lot of times there are some common views that people have that, and not even just God, just being a believer, that you don't have, you're not allowed to have fun, or you're not going to have fun. You have to be perfect, that God is this authoritative figure, and that he and his people are judgmental, which is not the case. And then on the side of religion, a lot of people think that there's a routine that we have to do, like Sunday go to church, Monday Bible study, Wednesday prayer meeting, Thursday choir rehearsal, Saturday youth ministry or whatever, but it's more than that. And then we think that you have to earn it that is something that you have to earn, that you have to do something to earn God's love. And we believe that there's a lack of freedom, or that it's just a business, that it's all about money. And that is far from it. But these views of relationship with God and religion have affected our willingness to go into relationship with God and dictate how religion plays a role in our lives.
So it's like this. A relationship with God is phenomenal to me, honestly. Like, it's peace. No, I always told people that I wanted to have like that Bruce Lee type of mind frame. Like that way with the water and all of this. Like, Bruce Lee was at peace, but I don't know if he believed in God now. But maybe I could look that up. But it's peaceful, one. And then it's like, you ever wanted to talk to somebody and just wanted them to listen and not say anything back to you? Guess what? God can do that.
Yeah.
like you can talk to God anytime you want to. Anytime. Day, night, whenever. And then as you get into his word, as you get into things that he's actually provided for us, man, the guidance that comes along with it. And like the biggest part of it is the wisdom behind it. Like, trust me, like the more and more you have a relationship with God, like wisdom starts to pour in. And it's crazy.
Yeah, and that comes from the fact that he loves us, and he wants us to love him as well. And it's not like God is no fun, he's trying to suck the life out of us. It's that he loves us so much that he wants us to have a prosperous life, as it says in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future." He wants us to have a good life right now while we can, but, you know, it takes a matter of developing that time and relationship with God to get that understanding. He's here to protect us.
So now that we gave you a little bit of the basic and the foundation of what is relationship, ex-religion, we want to get into something that you can expect from us this season and going forward. So number one, who is our audience? And that is anyone, whether you're a believer, whether you're not a believer, whether you're young, you're old, and everybody in between. And from each episode, you can expect that they will be scripture-based and have a sound foundation from the Bible. You will not just get just something we heard or something, how we feel. It will be scripture-based. It will be informative. You will have laughter, so it's not going to be all serious. It's going to be real, uncut, transparent, and it's going to be interactive. And it's going to be interactive. And one way that we do, or that we want to interact with you guys, is we have something called what gets the X and what gets the cross. And all that is via social media, we'll put up a question, and that's where you could give your opinion on what we believe needs to be cut from our daily lives, our actions, what we believe or say that doesn't align with where we are trying to go in our walk or journey. Excuse me. And then, so break it down a little bit more. What gets the X? It's also things like that we hold on to. Some people call it our idols. The words, the thoughts, the actions that we need to carry with us. And then what gets the cross? These are things that we need to take to the cross in prayer. We need to take up, or we need to take up to God. We need to place at God's feet and give it to Him, because we're walking on the line of a double-edged sword if we don't.
Yeah. So, with those expectations, we're getting back to the basics for season one. We definitely want you guys to start from the ground up and work your way into understanding more of what relationship with God is, as well as understanding your relationship with religion. So just to give you guys some little bits of what we'll be getting into, first of all, we definitely want you guys to know who we are as individuals who are hosting this podcast and not just hear us talk every week. So first thing we're going to get into is talking about us as individuals, our personal backgrounds, our walks, and everything like that. And we'll also get into how do we walk this thing out as far as the different stages of faith and your day-to-day walk, your week-to-week walk, your month, years, all of it, because we have our moments. So you definitely have to know where you're going and how you're getting there. And then we'll also get into talking about it from a perspective of, are you being spoon-fed or are you feeding yourself, meaning are you only listening to your pastor on Sundays at church, or are you also taking that time to dive into the word for yourself, because it is important in developing your own relationship with God. And then also we'll get into the fact that we're not perfect. So don't expect that from any person who calls himself a Christian. We're not perfect. So we're all on this journey, and don't expect us to have everything right. As well as we'll talk about the fact that you can't have assumptions and expect to have a certain perception of people in their, how they think and their appearance and all the things that come along with being a part of Christianity. And then from there, we'll get into something that might be a little more controversial, but we'll talk about if where you're at, your church home, is the place that you need to remain at, if you're still being fed being at that church, or if it's time for you to walk away and find a new church. So we're happy for you guys to join us, and we're definitely excited about where we're going. So something to think about as we come to a close. Relationship takes work, and sometimes it requires us to reevaluate what we think is working and restructure what we have and come back new and improved, just like we are coming back with the podcast. So expect some different changes, especially right now, especially since we are even just recording this differently. We're not in the studio like we were before. We're all at home trying to be safe and sound and stay healthy. So it may sound a little different for a little while. So kind of, you know, bear with us and give us grace during this time. But we definitely look forward to this journey that we're going to go on with you guys.
And don't be afraid to reach out to us, man. Like I said before, we are family. So we do have like lots of options basically to reach out to us. We do have a Facebook page, which is Relationship X Religion. We got the Instagram page, which is Relationship X Religion. Just like I said it, no underscore, none of that other stuff, but you'll find it. And then we do have a website that you can reach us at, which is www.relationshipxreligion.com.
And also, you guys can hear us on some different platforms. So definitely expect to hear us on Anchor, Google Podcasts, Apple, Spotify, CastBox, and there's many other ones that we're also on. We'll have all this information as far as being able to get in contact with us in the description of the episodes when we post them. So look for that information there as well.
Yeah, so first social media post or kind of interaction that we're going to do is for, we want you guys to just let us know, because we know that in this season we've learned a lot of stuff about ourselves. So we want to know, what is something new that you've learned about yourself in this season? So we're excited to hear from you guys. And until next time, we will see you later. Have a good one, y'all.
All right, y'all. Definitely looking forward to talking to y'all later. So until next time.